Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Busy. John 15, verses 26 and 27. When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. And you also must testify, for you have been with me from the beginning. Are you busy? May is usually a very busy month for teachers. There are so many end-of-the-year activities going on. It's possible that you are preparing your students for a play, concert, or maybe even a preschool graduation. May is busy. You're probably finishing up fourth quarter report cards and making sure that everyone takes all their supplies home with them on the last day. God be with you in all those preparations. May is busy, and then it's gone. Quiet. Finally, a time to take a breath and reflect. In our reading today, Jesus was busy. He was busy preparing the disciples for his departure into heaven. He was busy encouraging them to remain in him. He was busy commanding them to love each other and keep his commands. Jesus had to go away, but he would be with them again, eventually, forever in heaven. Jesus had to leave, but the Spirit would dwell in them, and therefore they would never be without him. In verse 27 of our Bible reading for today, Jesus tells his disciples, "And you must testify, for you have been with me from the beginning." Read that last part one more time. From the beginning. The disciples had been with Jesus just like your students have been with you since the beginning. You might be leaving each other soon, but the Spirit never leaves them. He is with them and he is with you. In the busyness of your end-of-the-year preparations, remind your students that even though your class will disperse for a time, they're never alone. Even though they will be saying goodbye to the friendly faces at school and their daily time in the Word with their classmates is coming to an end, they have the Spirit dwelling among them. They can call on Him in Jesus' name. He is available to them at all times. Jesus had so many important things to tell his disciples because he loved them. He knew that the most important thing was to see them in eternity. He wants to see us all there too. So yes, you're busy, but busy doing his work. You're telling the next generation about their Savior. Your plan isn't in vain. Your students will benefit greatly from your busyness. Their families will benefit greatly from your faithful work and urgency in sending them off with the news that they are never alone. May he bless your work, and then may he give you time to rest, regroup, and then be busy doing his work again. We pray. Dear Lord, you are the God of all our days, the busy, the mundane, all of them. Slow us down, Lord. Help us be in your word so that we know where to find rest, rejuvenation, and peace. Thank you for being our safe place and forgive us when we forget to go to you first. Amen. A question to consider. Are you busy? Take some time to check if you're too busy. Do you have enough time to unwind? Do you spend time with friends outside of school? Do you spend time in the word? Ask a friend, family member, or coworker if you seem too busy. Make sure to take time to rest so that you have energy to do his work. May God bless you and give you strength in this endeavor. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.